Hello, hello, hello. This is Mary DeMuth of Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scriptures verse by verse. So excited to have you here today. Also grateful for Tammy Alexander, who's one of the Patreon supporters. Thank you, Tammy, for your help. She went to patreon.com/prayeveryday. So thanks for getting it into the hands or the ears, I guess, or earbuds of people all over the world. We are praying through these amazing scriptures that are relational verses from the seven deadly friendships. Obviously not from there originally, but from the Bible, of course, which is the place where we find all the wisdom, a double-edged sword cutting between bone and marrow. And that is such an amazing thing to me, that the Bible is alive, it's living, it's active, it is so helpful to inform our everyday lives, and today's verse is no different. We're in 1 Corinthians 13:6, real popular verse from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, HCSB, and it says this: love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a simple verse. And as I look through the whole chapter of 1 Corinthians 13, it's just chock full of wisdom about not rejoicing in bad things, but rejoicing in good things, to love people well, to expect the best of them, to assume positive intent. I'm reminded of that study, I believe it was done by the University of Washington, about what was the hallmark of a marriage that lasted and didn't break up. And it was one thing. It was that the spouse always assumed or tried to assume positive intent of the other, instead of jumping to negative conclusions and always thinking the worst about the other. So Lord, would you forgive us today for jumping to negative conclusions always about another person? Help us to learn what it means not to blindly do it, but to someone who is trustworthy, to assume positive intent of them, to assume that their intentions are good. Because there's nothing that undermines a relationship more than distrust that is unfounded. Again, Lord, there may be people who are really just not trustworthy, and we shouldn't trust them, and they haven't earned our trust, so we shouldn't give them trust. But there are people who you've placed in our lives who are humans and make mistakes, but on the whole are trustworthy. So help us to assume positive intent in those people's lives and in that particular relationship. Lord, help us also to stand for righteousness. And that means that we will not tolerate a loved one continually making terrible decisions. Lord, help us to learn what it means, even though this is hard and it shakes me in my boots, but how to speak the truth in love to those who continually self-destruct, to those who tend to like pull the carpet out from underneath themselves, who self-sabotage themselves because for whatever reason they're doing it. But Lord, it's not loving to allow them to stay in those places. And so, Lord, if there's someone's listening to this podcast today and they have someone immediately in mind, Lord, would you give them both the wherewithal to do it, the timing, a really open door, and a very sweet place to do that. And Lord, I know that sometimes those confrontations don't go well, but I pray for a receptivity in the other. You would give them a heart to want to hear and a desire to no longer be in that place of continually making bad decisions. Lord, help us to rejoice in truth. And Lord, I think in family systems, this is where I camp on, or church systems where it's all about reputation and we don't want to tell the truth because we're afraid of what the truth will do to the family's reputation or to the church's reputation. But Lord, we find in this verse today that we're supposed to rejoice with the truth. So many times people don't rejoice with the truth. They don't want to say the secret. They don't want to say, yeah, that happened, or yes, that person did that to me, or yes, this is a problem in our church. But you tell us to rejoice in the truth, and even though it's painful, and even though it's something we'd rather hide, there is freedom that comes in truth. That's why truth and light are so often mentioned together, and lies and darkness are so often mentioned together in Scripture, because we will not live in the light if we tell lies. We will not live in the light if we're not living authentically. Lord, help us to be men and women of light who tell the truth, who are not afraid of the truth, who know that you're bigger than anybody's reputation. And it's your reputation that matters more than anything, Lord, not ours, not the church's, not our families. So help us to rest in knowing that our job is not reputation management, but simply to tell the truth with love, not with judgment, not with harshness, not with, ah, ha, ha, I'm so glad I caught someone, but just with humility, sadness, and with a winsomeness that woos people toward you. That's our prayer today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. When life gets hard, and of course you've heard this one, if it throws lemons at you, make some lemonade. But let's go a little bit further today. I pray that if life does throw you lemons today, that you would make some lemon meringue pie, because that sounds pretty good. Have a great day.